You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, amazing Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, Shining Lights, for being here. Thank you, Sacred Souls, for being here and for creating this space that is Wisdom of the Ancients. It's so precious to be here in the collective energy of the community, because when we're all together, we really are all on the grid. We are all lighting up the web. We're lighting up the grid for the greater good of all of us, for the collective consciousness, for the expansion of consciousness. And the theme for this series here of Wisdom of the Ancients is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within. So it's about you. It's about you. It's about you being the illuminated soul, seeing the truth that is already within, seeing that beautiful shining light, who you are, and truly, truly illuminating that soul, which is such a beautiful, beautiful aspect. And so we call in the ancient ones, we invoke the ancient ones, we invoke the divine beloved beings of love, life, power, and service to be with us today, to support us and open our hearts and speak through our beautiful guest who is here with us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Kim Regnans is an internationally known holographic, multidimensional, vibrational, intuitive, and transformational coach and facilitator with over 30 years of experience. Through her I Am Alchemy team, she has the ability of accessing the quantum field, working at the informational levels holographically in assisting you to shift obsolete patterns that are no longer congruent with your soul vibration. These may be generational, ancestral, maybe other multidimensional timelines, could be past, future, or parallel lives. When these core limiting patterns of light and information are freed, you may begin to resonate and experience more joy, more abundance, harmony, and empowerment in your life. As Kim works multidimensionally through the I Am frequency, facilitating in a heart-centered, playful, unconventional way through the guidance of her I Am Alchemy Team Collective, consisting of Ascended Masters, Archangels, Galactic Beings, Star Nations, Crystallines, Interdimensionals, such as Dolphins and Dragons, Ancient Ones, and Elementals. You may notice a deeper alignment and connection with your own I Am presence as your vibrational frequency rises. As Kim channels the language of light through voice and sound tones, sacred geometry and symbols and color frequencies, key codes, you may experience a big shift in your life as it applies to your 3D world and the bridge to your 5D and above soul mission. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, Kim. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I'm anxious to see what will show up for all of us.
Oh, yes. And I think everyone can already feel it. So let me share with everyone what Kim's going to be talking about today. Kim's going to be talking about the frequency of I Am embodiment. And one thing that Kim's going to do as well towards the end of the call, we're going to be taken through an I Am Alchemy process with her I Am Alchemy team, and they'll be facilitating a magical holographic activational journey. So we'll do that towards the end. As always, there's going to be Q&A, so a live Q&A. If you are guided, please raise your hand, star 2 to raise your hand. If you're on the phone, if you're not on the phone, then of course put your question in the webinar box and Kim's going to take questions live. There'll be mini readings. You can ask Kim really whatever's coming through. And so we'll trust that spirit is guiding this call today, that we're all guided, that we're all here with the utmost integrity and authenticity, and we're showing up for each other. We're showing up with the authenticity for each other today. So we want to interact with you on the phone. So please, if you feel guided, star 2 to raise your hand. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Now, Kim has shared, and I really support this, that Kim would love to get us started with a process. So maybe, Kim, you could explain what you'll be doing and then take us through that process to get this call off. So please go ahead, share with us, and then take us through the process.
Thank you. I would just love to do a centering. The energies are quite intense right now. As you well know, we are in a full moon energy, which means it's like the glass is full, and what happens when we pour more water into it? So it kind of feels like it's spilling over. So full moon energies are always about balancing opposing forces. So if you're having a challenging period right now, we're just going to bring in some centering. And we are in Mercury retrograde too, so keeping that in mind as well. Hopefully, I've been doing a lot of traveling. Hopefully it'll make coherent sense what comes out of my mouth. Okay, so just take a deep breath. Slow, deep breath. And just breathe in and out as if you're breathing through that heart center. Just in and out, into the nose. And then out. And one more deep breath. Just slow your breathing down. Allowing that endocrine system, that vagus nerve, to relax. Beautiful. And connect, if you will, to divine source energy. Galactic central sun, galactic center, and just much like a ray of the sun that comes down, so are you in this embodied physical vehicle, just connecting in with divine source energy. And begin as well to gather yourself in from the day with whatever is going on in your world. Just gather yourself fully in. And what I mean by that is collectively into your biofield, into the field of the heart, the toroidal field. Just gather yourself fully here. Fully present, the safe place. And it can take another deep breath. And as you exhale, you find yourself just gathering in and allowing yourself to be fully empowered, standing embodied in your power. We're going to invite all of the energy centers, all of the chakras, the seven chakras within the biofield, the secondary, tertiary chakras, the light body chakras, to harmonize with this field of the heart, to unified field. And I like to look at this as like a single point of light. And then now, start to bring that frequency of that light brighter and brighter, as if you were seeing a dimmer switch right in front of you that is being magically turned and your light is shining ever more so brightly. And just feel this throughout your whole being. All that is not of the light, that is of a limitation, is just surfacing to be released. And then imagine, if you will, or those of you who work with this, imagine your central column, this pillar of light that runs through you, connecting with the galactic source energy, now moving through the field of the heart and then also down through the chakras, the lower chakras, opening up the chakras in the feet, connecting three legs below your feet into the earth star chakra. Your connection to the grids, your anchored mission here in this 3D plane, and then moving further deeply down through the aquifers, the blessed water, and all the way until we reach the center of Gaia's heart, the crystalline core center. There we go, and just feeling yourself anchored there. Like you're suspended between as above, so below, these two beautiful pillars of amazing energy. And I'm going to state this first person. I am fully embodied. I am anchored and aligned with Gaia and fully connected 24/7 to my own divine source and guidance. if there is any energy, any lingering limitation, mental thought forms that are not in alignment with this I am frequency. I ask that they be blessed, transmuted, and transformed and sent back to where they belong, already transformed. Just feeling that, and you might want to just stretch and just give yourself a little shake. And a deep breath. I call my energy back, blessed, transformed, and integrated with grace and ease. I call forth the highest level of awareness available for me at this time, allowing it to upgrade as my frequency expands. I call forth my highest, unique soul signature for me at this time. I am connected and aligned with the highest possibility, potentiality for me at this time, that is in alignment with this I am frequency. And so it is. And there's a sound tone coming through. I invite you just to stay present and focused in the heart field. Just give yourself a little shake. Wow, and I just saw a beautiful rose come in with that. And the rose is like half open, so it feels like it's going to be opening as we talk and as we go through. So just notice what's different in your being right now. I definitely feel very centered. It's been an interesting day. Glass being full and more water being poured in.
Right. I just feel this expansiveness, and that was so beautiful. I can just feel the upleveling of the vibration and that sound tone. The first thing that came to mind that I felt were the dolphins, and when you were sounding. But then, right at that time, my dragon came in, and he just flew by the window, and did you hear me laughing? Because I saw him. He came to visit. So beautiful. So it's like you called him in because I wasn't aware of him right before the call. So he came in. Anyway, so beautiful that you did that for us. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you so much.
And that's interesting that you speak of the dragon, because a half hour before this call, I was really perceiving them around. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, they are really, really activated right now. It's just amazing. They are really assisting us right now.
Yeah.
As elemental bridges. So, yeah. Just be aware of that and how they kind of interface with you. And just be in wonder with that, because they will show up. They're really here to help. And they were the original ley lines of the earth in Lemurian time. So we are reconnecting and recalibrating with that again. So the same with the crystallines, the crystalline grid. The crystals are really making themselves known, because we are literally transmuting our DNA into crystalline. So if you notice an interest in crystals or geometries, that's what's happening. That's just your confirmation here in the 3D realm. So that's, yeah, they all kind of connect together.
Kim, you've brought an aspect of power to this call today. There is power flowing. I can feel it. There's such power. So something is being brought through you to share with this community today. I don't know what it is. Maybe you don't either, but I know that you are certainly connected with your I am presence and your I am frequency. So I'm just gonna let this flow, and of course you mentioned that the frequencies of 2020 are really coming in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got stories about my own 2020 experience that's going to happen, and I feel supercharged. But share with us from your own experience and your expertise and what your guides are sharing with you and what you know about what is being held for us in 2020. And so I'm just going to open that up to you right now.
Okay, wow. Well, I really use the energy of astrology, spiritual astrology, meaning the study of cycles and fractals, to really harness. I'm finding that, well, first of all, I'm Leo with Cancer rising, so, and I have Venus in Cancer, so any of you with prominent Cancer or water energy will really notice a shift when you start to harness these energies with astrology. And astrology does not do anything to you. It just activates that which is there. So right now we're in a period of Scorpio, which is deep transformation. It's ruled by Pluto, which represents power. So things that are showing up under this Mercury retrograde, for instance, is anything that you may have given your power to or power away. So it's an opportunity to reclaim power, especially during a retrograde or appearance to go backwards. So we're doing that. We're already feeling the effects of what's coming in with 2020 with the astrology. In other words, the Pluto and the Saturn conjunction. And we have so many planets and earth signs right now. We have a full moon in Taurus. So Taurus brings in a lot of stability. However, both Taurus and we are in the Scorpio cycle, the new moon cycle. So the Taurus, the full moon, is like the halfway point of the new cycle that begins at the new moon. And so it shines a light. It's always opposing forces. And so you may have noticed something, you know, kind of like this push-pull, this pull and push that's in your life right now. So what you're doing at a full moon is trying to seek, find balance between the different structures that are coming up that may be around power, and maybe around stability or finding your balance, because Taurus is an earth sign. It's a sign that represents beauty and harmony. Both Scorpio and Taurus are fixed signs. So if you notice like digging your heels in, that's, pardon me, kind of the energy that represents right now. There's like a dig your heels in, okay, I'm not budging. There can be that dynamic playing out. So the more that you can just kind of lean into the energy of the magic of Scorpio, which is the higher aspect, the alchemy and the magic and the transformation, and the going with the flow, since it is a water sign, the better off you will be, and just kind of riding these waves, if you will. The new moon took place yesterday morning at, I believe, 7:35 a.m., pardon me, Central Standard Time. So it is full for about 3.5 days. So that's the time where you want to just be very gentle with yourself and just notice what's here. It's really an opportunity to look at our shadow, because it's an opportunity to make conscious the unconscious and the subconscious. So notice what you get triggered with. Notice who crosses your path that are in relation to power or where you've given your power away. Because that's an opportunity now to see that and really look at that. And as soon as you just bring heart energy to this and look at these patterns that are surfacing that are incongruent with your soul journey, that are incongruent, that are most likely not even you, they're just seeking a release, the easier time you're going to have in navigating 2020. Because we start with an eclipse right away December 25th on Christmas. In Capricorn, new moon in Capricorn, it's an eclipse. So an eclipse affects the energy for about 6 months. They are really huge shifts and changes. And each eclipse dovetails on the next. So we have an opportunity to really, as a collective consciousness, look at what's here and what structures we've had in place, and are they for everyone? Or are they just service to self energy? And so all of the energy, we have a Saturn and Pluto conjunction early in 2020 in January. So we have a full moon in Cancer on the 10th, and then the 12th, we have Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto conjuncting in Capricorn in an eclipse. Okay, under the eclipse energy of the 10th. So this, what this means is that anything that collectively that we've given our power away to service to self, like all those corporations, all those government status quo things that are just for the just us, are going to be dismantled. It's going to come up rather quickly. A lot of people are going to wake up, but it will be, it can be really interesting how they wake up. They're going to be looking for everyone they can get their hands on that has some kind of tools or some kind of balance. So those of you that are listening to this call, that would be you. That's the reason why you are clearing things so quickly, and it feels like overwhelming at times, because we're not only doing this from this timeline, we're doing this multidimensionally from all angles, from other timelines that are happening simultaneously right now. And I know that's a lot for your head to get. Just don't try and figure that out from your 3D brain. But we're doing so much shifting, and it's because of what is coming up. So it's because collective consciousness, we will have a massive awakening. So those of you that have partners and maybe bosses and siblings and children that just don't kind of get you, they may be starting to ask you questions. They may be going through crisis where they need your balance, and you're going to come online. Your mission is going to come online really quickly.
Hey, Kim.
Those of you that are on, go ahead.
Hey,
no, I'm getting winded here.
That's fine. If you don't mind, I just had a quick question to follow up with what you're saying. You mentioned we're doing so much shifting. So I wanted to have you speak about that. Is this shifting that we may be doing in our subconscious or in different, areas of our various bodies? Some people might be aware of the shifting we're doing, and maybe it's, conscious shifting, but is it maybe shifting on a different level, or is it a combination of both?
Most definitely both. Yes. Even those times that we feel overwhelmed, and I mentioned this before, what's happening is we are having multidimensional releases from all aspects. If you look at like a highway, how it comes in, like I'm seeing like at this like overpasses in a city where you have all these different traffic pieces going all simultaneously to the center. That's what it feels like. And so you might notice that you have a full night's sleep, but you get up really tired. You don't always have to know what you're shifting. You may have conscious awareness of it. You may be triggered. Somebody may cross your path, and they may bring up something that you thought you shifted before, and then lo and behold, it's there again, and you feel triggered by it. Mm. In other words, you feel a charge on it.
You're right. So, and how much shifting is done? You just mentioned something that I think is quite key, because, boy, I've been so tired for no reason, right? I'm eating well. I'm going to bed at the right time. And man, I'm waking up in the morning and I'm just exhausted. And then it goes away. But, I feel awesome right now. But especially the last week, it's like, in fact, not just the week, probably the last couple of months. Mm. And I've been treating myself very well, but I'm still feeling exhausted. So in the dream state, I'm more than likely doing a lot of shifting in the dream state. Is that correct,
yeah.
You think? Okay.
Yeah. And what I would add to that, if you do like to work with crystals and you just find them very useful, and even if you don't have any, you can ask, is there a crystalline energy or is there an energy that would assist me right now in the dream state? And just call in your I am presence. This is your higher self embodied, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But if you do work with crystals, I get guided which crystals sometimes to use under my pillow that would be supportive. And it depends on how you work with that, and or you can be asked to be taken to the temples of rejuvenation and revitalization. If you are having a lot of overwhelmment in this awakened state, in let's say perceived awakened state, because your dream state is an awakened state as well, you can ask simply that you need a night off. You need just intend on having a good rest, and see how that works. You have to ask. Mm-hmm. You can also ask your I am presence to moderate what is happening with you. Moderate is a good word, because it's just not quite slowing it down, but it's just moderating it. And so it's happening a little bit more at ease and grace. You can call in the energy of grace, grace Elohim, beautiful silver energy, and you will find a shift with them. These are some tools.
Yeah, thank you. I think that I asked that because, you know, the community is probably asking the same question. I know that a lot of their voice comes through me. So I think there's quite a few people feeling that way. So thank you. That's a that's a wonderful thing for us to do. I never thought of, or I didn't know, to ask for the temples of rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Ah, that feels good.
Yes, and one more note on that, especially if you do wake up in that, like the ascension awakening time, which is 3 a.m. How many of you notice that you wake up at 3 or 4 a.m.? That seems to be the time frame I hear from a lot of my clients. I woke up at 3 a.m. Well, there's a lot of times you're getting downloads at that time, and sometimes if you feel like you're able to get up and just go with it, do so. I actually do what is called sequential sleep. Do not do it if you don't do it naturally, where I'll sleep for a little bit, and then I'll wake up at that time, and then I'll have a lot of interesting downloads that come in. Not every night, but a lot of nights. I'll have a lot of energy at that time. And then, so then, let's say I have to get up early. So I'll just set the intent that whatever hours of sleep I get, I just will wake up feeling really rejuvenated and revitalized. Remember, time is just something clocks measure, and it's an illusion only of the third and fourth dimension. So you can actually structure that, and you can actually ask to expand time. And it really works.
Right. Yeah. So beautiful, beautiful information for everyone. So how long is this? Is this mostly going to be in from now until the effects of the eclipse, quote unquote, wear off in about 6 months that you mentioned from December?
Well, I haven't gone further into that yet.
Okay.
But 2020 just feels like really an auspicious year. We're just going to continue on. Just like all the cosmic offerings, like the Schumann resonance, it just we're able to withstand more and more high frequency energy that is coming in. We just had the 1111 portal. Our beings are being so upgraded, so much. And what I mean by that is being in the physical vehicle, because we're here to embody. We're here to anchor this here, and that's literally why you're in a form. You're here to anchor your divinity in form and bringing this, we're lifting this whole third dimension up. So it appears like things are getting a lot worse in the collective and the planet with everything that's going on, all the skirmishes, whatnot, political arena, things that are going on. But remember, it's a beautiful light, the crystalline grids that are pushing that forth. It's coming up to clear. So it's invariably getting lighter. It's just getting uncovered is what it is.
Right.
But it's really important that we hold our resonance and we stand in our frequency. And that's why I really find myself just aligning many times a day if I'm out of sorts or overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is not a sign to work harder. It's a sign to go within and slow down and just recalibrate. Remember, everything is being created from your resonance and your frequency. And so it's just about checking your alignment. Where am I right now? Okay, did some of my being scatter? Okay, the ego consciousness. Ego is energy going out as well as edging God out, but it's also scattering the energy. Okay, how do you know you're an ego? Fear is of an ego characteristic. Okay, false evidence appearing real or former experience actually repeating. So we're bombarded with fear all around us, plus what's showing up to clear within our own being a lot of times holds a remnant of fear. You have those first three chakras. You know, the root chakra, fear of whatever, lack and limitation. So that's all fear. So just looking at those that are ready to surface, looking at those patterns, because when you go into that or you avoid it, you're also connecting up with a resonant frequency of fear of everyone that's feeling that on the planet. That's why it feels overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
systems, it's just about working and playing with those patterns. And I like the energy of play. Like, you can invite your dragons and dolphins in, and you're not doing this alone. There's nothing. You are so supported at this time. We are so supported. Whether it's the most mundane task that you're doing, like opening up a jar, I like to say that, or a window, or something that's hard, you just ask, thank you for assistance. And then work with it again, and then go about your day like you're doing it yourself. It's not laying back and letting, you know, like having that, thinking they're going to come and do everything for you or the energy is going to open. You're being assisted. Okay? The universe has your back. There are angels, there are master beings that are through your I Am presence, your I Am team, star nations, intergalactics. We have a lot of dolphin energy here on the call. I can really see it. It could get really silly.
Yeah.
They're really, dolphins are amazing emotional supporters. They will just come in. And you have to invite them because they will not, you know, bombard your free will. So it's just that other premise of ask and you shall receive. The dragons, you know, like Ian was mentioning, his dragon. So you all have a personal dragon. Ooh, or more.
Yeah.
More than one. More than one.
Yeah, once you acknowledge these beautiful beings, they will show up more and more.
Yeah,
and usually it's, you know, to remind you that very often you're not spending you know, enough time working with them. It's like all of a sudden they'll show up and pretty much say, "Hey, I'm here. I've been here. Where have you been?" So,
yeah. Like, lighten up. Let's play.
Let's play. Yeah. You know, Kim, I wanted to have you talk about I Am embodiment, embodying your I Am presence, connecting with the I Am frequency of all that is. Can you talk a little bit about that from a just a perspective of what you've come to know and kind of appreciate regarding the I Am presence, what it can do for people?
Yeah, definitely. So many people, when I ask, okay, so your higher self, where does the energy take you? Well, many people will go, well, inside. But really connect in with higher self, just the concept of that, and then connect in with I Am. Okay, so when you actually state I Am, and there's a power that comes in that's just really strong. It's your divine expressing through you as you. And the I Am frequency, this I Am presence, is with you in every incarnation. So it feels familiar. Many people, when they connect in with the frequency, there's no bells that go off or ding, you know, anything that goes off that's unusual because they know it. It's familiar. But it is your power. It is your divinity expressing through you as you. So as we clear these incongruent patterns that are surfacing, that are misqualified, that are not us, more of the I Am can fully embody in your physical vehicle, in your physical form. Literally, this is what is happening with the ascension process. It is coming from within you. So embodying in this frequency, you're aligning with this powerful method of the universe has your back. And I like to look at the I Am as a team. So, and one day, this is interesting because I love to use workouts as a big container for shifting energy. I might not know what needs to shift or how it's going to shift, but I'll set it up that, so let's say I went to a spin class and I'm using the time I'm there to the time I leave to shift energy, to shift this, whatever's going on with me that I'm not really sure what it is, but I'm just feeling out of sorts. So I may not have to know what that is. Well, so I'm in the middle of a spin class and all of a sudden I see this wheel. Well, you have the bicycle wheel. And so the message I get is, okay, the I Am. So you're like in the center of this hub of this bicycle wheel, and your I Am surrounds you as a team of placeholders, and each spoke of the wheel is a unique aspect of this I Am team. So I invite you to look at it as a team. And so, or another aspect is a diamond with a facet. So a certain area will start to light up, and that will be the frequency that you are requiring at this time. Now, there may be beings that work through that, angels and masters that come through that specific wheel spoke, if you will. It was just the metaphor that showed up, and I just love that. I thought, well, that's beautiful. So if you think of yourself in the center and your I Am team surrounds you and holds space sacred for you to navigate your day, and then you can actually state, my aura is closed to all but my I Am frequency. Okay, that means that any being that chooses to interface with you, any thought form that comes in, has to be of that vibration, that frequency bandwidth. So it really screens out a lot of what you don't need that is just not useful. And so that's how I like to look at it. That's what was shown and given to me. But you don't want to look at it. So it's like your body, like where you have the lungs, you have the liver, you have the pancreas, you have, the Socratic system. It's all a container of oneness. So it's not about getting into separation with this concept. Another analogy is like if you were scuba diving and you had this beautiful yacht that people were monitoring all of your vitals while you were down diving deep into the caves of the green murky water looking for those shadow pieces, not that we have to look for them. And then, the I Am is the yacht, the boat that has your back. Okay, so they're monitoring everything, but you're like the boots on the ground. So you're just connected with it. So it's one and the same. So does that make sense to you? Hopefully that was coherent.
Yeah, it was coherent. you speak about the I Am team. So I think maybe, Kim, if you wouldn't mind, just share or clarify a little bit about, it's one and the same, but you also speak about the I Am team and then I Am embodiment. Mm-hmm. So. Yes. Can you talk about the relationship between the team and then I Am embodiment? Just a little bit more color or clarity on that.
Okay, so the I Am embodiment and the I Am team are one and the same. So if you look at it as many different aspects of this I Am, okay? In other words, it's an expansion. There's no limitation to what you can bring forth with this. Working through like the field of the heart, the electromagnetic frequency, and that's really where I connect in with my I Am team. It's through the field of the heart. Others may find the core star between the solar plexus and the heart, but your heart field is your portal to omnipresence. And so then when you start to connect and embody this I Am frequency, you become into more of a unified field configuration. In other words, a single point of light. And that's what came up in our centering before. This beautiful single bright light, and there's no limitation, there's no containment. It appears to be contained, but it can expand, and it can then come in and expand. So does that clarify a little bit?
Yes.
More?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, Kim, would this be a good time for you to maybe connect with some of the people on the phone and on the web? Would that be okay if we did that now?
I would love to.
Beautiful. So let's see what's coming through. So everyone, start two on your phone to raise your hand if you're on the phone, and you'll have an opportunity to speak with Kim and ask a question. And if you're on the web, then make sure you put your question in the webinar box along with your name and your location, and we'll see how many we can get to. So let's start with the phone. And let's go to Bakersville, North Carolina. So if you're in Bakersville, North Carolina, and the last four digits of your phone number are 9283, you're on live with Kim. So just come on and introduce yourself.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Ian. This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Are you still
there? Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Kathy. Are you still there? Oops. Let's try this again. Something happened to Kathy. And I think she completely dropped. So if you show up again, Kathy, we'll help you out again. Okay, so let's go to San Rafael, California, and the last four digits of the phone number are 2629.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for answering my call. Hi, yes. Kim. This is Leslie and Marie.
Hi,
Annie.
Leslie.
I wanted to thank you for that sounding. I always find when you sound, it just clears many things and balances very quickly. Yeah, like Ian, sometimes I laugh. I'm glad your dragons came in. My dolphins have been around a lot lately, and the whales today, too. I was out at the ocean. I guess if I have an opportunity to ask a question, I would just say that I've had so much clearing lately, a lot out of the heart and solar plexus, and I'm curious if there's, you know, anything that's showing up that I should let, you know, go of and where I can reclaim some power.
Okay.
It's a kind of big, broad question. But...
Yeah, the first thing that just came in was questioning yourself, questioning it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like letting it just flow and letting this time be. Finding the ocean feels really good, like walking and hiking in the near the water, because water connects us with that fluidity and that the energy of the quantum field, which is waves. And so not questioning the process so much, because we tend to get in our own way when we do that. And so that's the first thing that I'm picking up on.
All right.
So do you find useful? Yes. And another is trusting. Trusting yourself more. Trusting. Because you are already a spiritual being. You are already a light master. We're not becoming that. We're evolving into even more expansion. All of creation is evolving. So, and I'm seeing the red cardinal right now. I'm seeing that beautiful red cardinal archetype, which is accept yourself as a being of light and conduct yourself accordingly. And that just popped in today, just right now. And
lovely.
What is that? It's information. So,
all right.
Blessings.
Well, thank you.
I'm seeing dolphins around you too. A lot of them. There's three dolphins that are just around you right now. That are, feel the energy and feel it.
Those spinners or the bottlenose?
I get spinners, but it just, because I'm seeing them spin. I'm seeing a torsion field around, but
lots of releasing. Thank you.
That's
for everybody, by the way. Just feel this dolphin energy. Leslie actually brought some of this in. Feel this energy here, this spinner dolphin energy around you.
I was
spinning
at the Marine Mammal Center today. Yes, the Marine Mammal Center. I was there today with the sea animals. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Much love. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Okay.
Blessings.
Bye now.
Blessings, Leslie.
Beautiful. Okay. So here we have Kathy again from North Carolina. So Kathy, hopefully you got a better connection, but you're on live again.
Yeah, hopefully. Kim, Ian, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
My dog has fleas, and he's a sovereign being. So I'm looking at how best to support him. Typically, we don't do chemicals, and it is kind of an outer manifestation. So any thoughts on how I support him as a sovereign being?
Okay. You said fleas, correct? Did I hear you correctly?
Correct, yes. And he has not had fleas in 15 years.
Okay, so is there something that's going on in the home that's irritating him, that he's out, or irritating you that he's out picturing? What's going on with you right now? And I there's another note on that, too. There's twofold thing about what might help him. But what's going on with you right now that there's something that's just kind of irritating you or on your plate that's,
So he's mirroring something for me?
No, I'm just asking, is there something going on with your life right now that's really irritating you?
Nothing off the top of my head.
Okay, a family member, then something in the home. Okay, hold on. What's his name, the dog's name?
Ben.
What is it? Ben? Did you say Ben?
I think it was Ben, okay. I think, yeah.
Ben? Yes. Okay. Yeah, and just kind of got a different order. Okay, Ben. And what kind of dog is he? I'm just, whoa, all right.
He's a Skipper Key miniature poodle mix.
Okay. And I'm just seeing him just wanting to release. I'm seeing this beautiful celery green frequency around him. He's just wanting to release something. Yeah, it's really irritating. I'm just seeing this torsion field right around him right now. I'm seeing, and it takes me in the grids, something in the grids that is almost irritating. Let's see here. That's moving out a little more now. Okay, realign and recalibrate your grid. How long has he had this? Is it just recent or is it becoming fun? Okay. Okay. And do you live alone? Do you?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Just he and I.
Okay. I still see a connection with you too, with something that's surfacing for you.
Okay.
Unknown, physical, emotional, like some kind of an emotional pattern. Okay, we don't need to know
what
it
is.
Yeah, I'm hearing you don't need
to release whatever it is then.
Yeah. Okay. I get emotional pattern. But I also get something with the grid, like harmonizing within the grids. Do you live in a city? Do you live out in nature?
I live out in nature.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just seeing just the area around your home, the grids, and now I'm seeing just this gold energy around your property just moving.
Yeah. This might take a little longer than we have on the call.
Yeah, I know. It's already starting, so notice what's different. Another thing I want to tell you is diatomaceous earth is wonderful for any kind of fleas. I have a cat that was chasing rabbits and got into fleas. And you want to get a food grade diatomaceous earth. There's one called PermaGuard. And you want to be really careful that you don't get it around his face because his lungs can inhale it. But you can just take it in your hands and just dust his coat. And that will also, the eggs will be affected by that. You have to do it frequently, though.
Okay.
And then I would do it outside and see how that helps, because that really helped my cat.
Okay.
Oh,
but
thanks.
The pattern,
well, thank you.
Okay, Kathy, much love to you.
The pattern is already starting to shift. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm seeing this beautiful sapphire blue coming in now with him. So that's more of a calming energy. That's there we go. So notice what's different.
Yeah, and with you mentioning that, of course the community is magnifying everything because we're all, visualizing, and that's just the beauty of the collective. So thank you so much for facilitating that healing that is in the process of happening. Oh, so beautiful. Little Ben, Ben. Yeah.
Yeah. Our pets are shifting too. They're shifting as well. They're evolving. So dogs are tending to bring more energy where cats tend to transmute. They're all shifting. And that includes the nature, the wild creatures as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this is Linda from Scottsdale. She's writing in, and Linda says, I'm noticing that things I thought I'd worked through and cleared over the years are resurfacing in my thoughts lately. Is this a part of the ascension process that we need to be fully cleared of all negativity as we move into 2020? So I guess part of the question is, things that we think we've moved through and cleared are resurfacing.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great question. Well, it's not about holding the pressure that, everything is that we need to be cleared of all of this, just notice what shows up. You don't need anything to happen faster than it is. Trust your I am presence for what is pushing forth. But that's a good question, because oftentimes we have cleared an aspect of it. If you look at a torsion field, at a spiral, you notice that the torsion field has an upward trajectory. So things that you've cleared maybe on the lower realm of that trajectory, and then now we're revisiting at a higher place. So you have cleared a lot of it. You're just clearing a deeper core pattern. So it doesn't mean that, well, here, that, you know, I've gotten this back. You're clearing a higher aspect of that. So just continue on your process and just be gentle with yourself and just bringing the energy of heart consciousness in, and it will move. The more that we can drop our stories around what's surfacing, the more we get out of our way, and the quicker it shifts.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. So we'll take another question from the web, and this is Lynn who's writing in. Lynn is in Cincinnati, and on 11/11, so 2 days ago, Lynn had a dream with a huge pure white wolf with piercing blue eyes, and she's wondering as to the thoughts of any thoughts as to the meaning of that vision or that, that wolf.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I mean, I'm feeling that as an energy just tingling right up to the earth. Wow. My whole body is like lighting up. So does everyone tap into that? Because it feels like it's almost like a connection with soul family.
Mm.
Just something making them known. And if you look at it as information, the wolf is an amazing being as a teacher, teacher energy, and it's very much a family-oriented archetypal energy. This feels really significant. Perhaps I'm almost getting maybe you're going to be connecting more with your soul family, but more of the teacher within, or depending on where you are, just this teaching, this powerful teaching will surface or show up. I really feel the energy of that. It's going to bring that in and just harmonize with that. It feels like you're going to get more information on that too.
Wonderful.
And one more thing I might want to add. So, wow, I'm really feeling this a lot. So in your quiet meditation, just focus in the area of your heart and just ask, is there more of a message around this for me right now? And just let go and notice what surfaces. It may not show up right in that meditation time. It may show up throughout the day. Just stay very aware.
Beautiful. Thank you. Well, Kim, we've received some beautiful offerings from you in the form of your readings for people. I'd love to also share with everyone what your offer is, how you can work with people and people can work with you. In private, as well as some of the other offering that you're going to be making available to everyone here who's listening, and also, of course, everyone part of the show. So I'm going to tell people how they can access your offer page, and then I'd love for you to share with us what you've included in that for us today. So everyone, if you would like to follow along visually, Kim's going to share with us what her offer is that she's making available for everyone here in the Wisdom community. So if you're on the webinar page, you just click the orange button underneath Kim's photograph. That's if you're on the webinar page. And if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, then type in WOTA show.com/Kim, which is KIM, and then the number 8. So it's a little short address to type in, WOTA show.com/Kim8. And of course, everything is lowercase. There's no uppercase there. And you'll be taken to the offer. So, Kim, please share with us what offer you're making available for the.
Hold on 1 second, because I'm trying to bring this up here. I have my papers and they disappeared from me. So, I'm just putting this up here. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. So. They must have left them downstairs. Okay. So this is called Riding the Waves of the Great Awakening. I'm really excited about this package. It actually came through in the beginning of 2019 with the eclipses in Capricorn and the eclipse energy. And because of all these earth energies, I was guided to bring in a package that would really help you anchor what was going on right now, because the earth energies are about us anchoring our divine mission in form in this the 3D realm. And so this is what came through. It's a series of transmissions and activations and journeys, all brought through my I Am Alchemy team. And I just want to explain a little bit about a holographic activation. It's different than a meditation. So I received the framework of this package and the activation, just an idea, and I didn't really know what was going to show up. So that's what a holographic activation is. It's not a visualization. It's not a preempted meditation. It's simply entering into the quantum field of possibility and potential through the I Am frequency, all guided through my I Am Alchemy team, and then noticing what is showing up. And the I Am knows who's going to be receiving this, who this is going to be valued by. It's also many of our ancestors and those that are joining us in the quantum field are also receiving from this material. So there's an introduction explaining the package and then also what a holographic activation is, which is really useful. My Virgo energy loves to cover all bases. So this happened, this whole package creation happened through a whole new moon cycle with the eclipse. From the beginning of the new moon eclipse in Capricorn through the Leo full moon and then to the end of the cycle. And so most of what this is and how this was put together is actually what occurred with me. So the first one, the MP3, is gathering and grounding. Okay, for you to receive, it's really important to be gathered and grounded, just like what we did in the beginning, a centering. So this is an MP3 activation, very much assisted with the elementals that really work with gathering and grounding. Sound is woven through all of this. I am a channel of conscious channel, the language of light through sound. And many times I just hear sound tone coming through. And so this is woven through all of the MP3s, all of the holographic activations. So this will really assist you with really anchoring and grounding. And a note on this, each time you listen to these, you will continue in consciousness where you left off. So it's not a one-time listen and I'm finished. It's I would advise that you, if this feels right, always go with what feels right for you, that you listen maybe sequentially the first time, and then you can mix and match to the need of the hour. Okay, so that's the first. The next is harmonizing your home. So we've gathered and grounded, and then we're creating a space where we can really expand and we can really move forward on our leap off. I'm seeing this like leaping off this precipice, and that's what the whole energy of 2019 is, this big, huge shift that we've all been doing. So harmonizing your home and grid, that's really important. When the grids are off, your pets can notice this, and this actually was very much an activation for the pet and family members. Clearing the grid, noxious or geopathic stress ley line recalibration, you can work with this. So this is everything you're connected with, whether it's your office, your vehicle, all that is you, all spaces that you inhabit. So that's really important. Okay, the number three, this wasn't what I intended on creating with this, the third one. But this is what I was going through. And this is right at almost at the full moon period. And it was help, I'm activating, resistance is futile. So this was right near the full lunar eclipse when all of this, it's like what we're in now, a full moon, where the glass is full and you're pouring more water in and you're trying to balance opposing energies. So that's when this activation came in. Many co-creative beings showed up. It's an assisting with dropping density. This is really good for clearing shadow right now. So many dragons came in, and the crystallines and the Syrian, Lyrian feline beings. So there were beautiful tools that were shared and how to shift some of these patterns that are surfacing for us. Number four, I'm awakened, but they're not.
and I'm joking with this. That's why I had to do a disclaimer right in the beginning. There's no judgment in this. It's more humor. But oftentimes when we're trying to explain or just even accommodate who we are and we're with people, whether it's family members that are just maybe not just don't get us. So rather than dimming your light so that others don't feel insecure, this is working with those beings that you could not have a conscious conversation with, working with them in the quantum field. This is actually an activation that is takes you right into that. And I remember this was Babaji showed up, and this happened. This activation took us to a beautiful place, caves in the Himalayas, and it was just amazing what showed up. And you invite that loved one there, and then you interface with them. And invariably, many things can shift. Although, let go of your attachment to that. This was a very magical activation. And you will notice that things can shift you because you're working with that person through their I am frequency, where you don't have that ego, battling you. So many relationships can shift. Many partner relationships can harmonize with this activation. This one, the next one of my faves, Dragon Dolphins and the Elemental Dream. I have a client that uses this when she's having a hard time. She wakes up at 3 a.m. and can't go back to sleep. This just centers her right down. And by the way, any of these activations, please do not be driving while listening to them. Even if you are a seasoned practitioner of energy and so forth, these are actually where software is being uninstalled and new software is coming in. That is in alignment with your soul mission and your congruency with your I am frequency. So do not drive. But many times you may notice that you fall asleep during an activation. And this is actually a good thing because you're getting out of the way. But this was dragons and dolphins and elementals came in. Beautiful templates of light codes came in, assisted by your own elemental presence. So you may notice you may strengthen your connection with dragons, or you may have new dragons that show up. So it's very playful, infused with nature, one of my favorites. Okay, then toning. This is a beautiful tool that you can really use. Toning with my own powerful voice. Okay, so this is how to shift energy really quickly using sound. Sound bypasses the ego consciousness, the left brain linear thinking process. And there's an activation with this, as well as an instruction on how to use sound to shift and how to use it for various, like if you want to bring in more joy after something's cleared out, or how to clear or transform. It's just an amazing instructional ability. And then there's an actual activation with using the sound. So there are three activation codes that came in a template. Very powerful, and this will continue to expand for you. We've given our power away with American idolization of, you know, what we think is a really good voice. And I'm really interested when I do live events like classes and how many people are really afraid of their own voice. And this, it comes from in the beginning there was a word, and your voice is so powerful. And this is another aspect of really empowering that throat center and speaking that forth of here I am in the world and here I am on my mission. So that's really beautiful. And then there's a PDF, like I stated before, when I first did the centering, when I stated I am fully embodied. There's a PDF that has all of this language that you can rearrange, you can memorize if you choose to do that. I like to use this right when I wake up in the morning in the first 5 minutes, because your neural pathways, you're creating your energy for the day. And when you state, I am fully embodied, it gathers and grounds yourself in your divinity, in your body. And then it starts to expand for you. So that's a PDF that has that languaging that you can really work with. And I had many people that say this is really, really helpful with that. So this is package A. Package A is 111, and it includes all of those MP3s. Then package A Actually, package A goes into package B. So package B is a harmonic holographic transformational session. Okay, this is a standalone session. So for those of you that just want to do work with me one-on-one, I go really deep with people. I have Saturn in Scorpio in the fifth house, so I do a really deep dive. I facilitate in a very unconventional, playful way, and this gets the ego consciousness out of the way so that you can have these shifts. It's amazing what shows up in a session. Each session is unique, depending on what is for you. And the sessions can be anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half.
Wow.
Depending. I don't set a time clock. The sessions are booked through me. I do not have a scheduler at this time. And then I would also really say that you allow time after the session to recalibrate. You may notice that you need a nap. You may not. And one session may be different from another. So, and then it explains in here what a session is. So, again, my Virgo covered all the bases.
Yeah.
What that is. You also get a recording of this. So, and that's 147.
Wow.
And then package B.
Yeah. So that's 147 for an hour or more. So I just want people to let that sit in your being for a moment. That is a beautiful, beautiful offering. But I do have a quick question maybe to clarify. I know you mentioned that this is a session that will cover pretty much anything that someone's higher self is bringing or someone brings. But, you know, just to give us a little bit more direction, you know, if we are, is this physical issues? Is this to increase resonance, increase the vibration? You know, just a little bit more typically what might happen in the session, Kim. I know it's all different, but if you could just give us an example or two so people can maybe identify more with that.
I'd be happy to. So it's whatever's showing up for you right now, whatever going within your plate. The session begins when it's booked. So it can be a physical pattern, emotional pattern, mental pattern, or all of the above. So I'm the door, not the doer. It's your through your I am presence that actually facilitates the work through the quantum field. So this work is based on torsion physics, whatever is ready for you to shift in harmony with your physical vehicle. Okay, there are people that say, I want all my blocks removed. Well, your physical vehicle really cannot really do that much. It has to be in harmony. So you're going to, you know, oftentimes you can be ready for a really big shift. So, but sometimes a small shift can have the biggest result. So it's whatever is ready for you on your plate right now. It can be expressing as a physical pattern. And yes, you will have a greater connection with your I am frequency because that is really the place where we go to the place where there's nothing really to shift or heal. Okay, so through the quantum field of potentiality, you're connecting with possibility potential that's in alignment with that. So as soon as the energy, the incongruent energy shifts, more of yourself, more of your divinity can embody through, you know, your I am energy, your I am presence. So it's very, very deep. There can be ancestral patterns that show up. There can be childhood patterns. There can be multidimensional resonances. So what I mean by that is there may be a childhood pattern, but there's other timeline resonances too that are connected in with that. So it's what shows up. And then many of the beings through my I Am Alchemy team will interface and work with this person. And again, it's what you're ready to shift. And so it's you doing the work. I'm just simply witnessing what is occurring. And that's much like the activations, the holographic activations. I'm just narrating what I'm noticing. But there's way more going on that I may even able to narrate. So you may, and then I always tell people to notice what's different, not what's the same. And sometimes after a session, you may do some clearing. There may be some emotion that surfaces because a session lasts much longer than the initial time with me. And I usually check at the end. Usually it's about 4 or 5 days, sometimes longer, sometimes less, so that the work will continue. And then And what I mean by that is the quantum field through your I am presence continues to work with you. And so if you look at like a if you were to throw a pebble into a pond and the ripple goes out and then it hits the proverbial shore and then it comes back toward you and then it bounces off you and then goes out again, that's what continues. So you may even notice a shift a year later that happened from a session. So it's amazing what shows up. So I invite you to stay very present with, you know, your level of awareness. And most people will right away they'll write off the miracle. Like they'll explain it away or, you know, how we get in our own way. So it's what you're ready to shift.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that addition.
Yeah. And then I believe the there is an explanation about that more in depth about the holographic session.
Yeah.
Like I said, I do really deep work with people.
Mm-hmm.
But then you may not feel like you're working because it's in a playful way. Sometimes people that have done a lot of their work already, it's amazing what shows up. So it may not just be to clear things. It may be bringing in new things for you, new skill set. Because as soon as we clear these incongruencies, you have access to other skills that you've mastered in other timelines. They're here for you now. We're here to use those. So then package C includes all of A and B, and then plus three bonuses. And the first one is the Lionsgate group holographic activation. And this was really powerful from 8/8/19. Again, all time is now. This was actually facilitated on Lake Superior, where I facilitate a retreat once a year. And I was there in that time, and I was actually born in the Lion's Gate. I was born on the 9th, in the early hours of the 9th.
Oh, wow.
So I was up on a mountaintop facilitating this worldwide activation because I could get a signal there. So you have the Lake Superior energy that's coming in here, which is really powerful. So I'm really excited about that activation. And then the Winter Solstice live group holographic activation in 12/20. That was very powerful as well, as the solstice is. It's the bringing in of the crystalline light. And then the third item is a $50 off a second coupon off a second session. And you do that through me. And so that continues where you've left off. So what I mean by that is all shifts are all about a consciousness shift. And so this, you're at a new consciousness, and then when you have another session, you pick up where you've left off. And the package material will support you interim of the session. So whether you're guided to Grounded and Gathering or the Dolphin one or I'm Activating, you'll have the methodology to continue with this process. So again, came in under that Capricorn energy, so it's about anchoring all of that here. So that's everything, and then the package C is 222. So I'm really excited about this package. It's some of my best work, and it's just I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Think of that, riding the waves of the Great Awakening. That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're riding those waves.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel those. You know, I'm really drawn to, certainly to work with you, but I'm really drawn to the package A as well. You know, those MP3s, the toning and the working, of course, with the dragons and dolphins. I mean, as soon as you said that, I'm like, yes, because I have two dragons, interestingly enough. I love the whole story on that. But two beautiful dragons that are with me and that I work with for different reasons. They both have different purposes.
It feels, Ian, like you have a couple more ready to come in.
okay. Possibly.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, right? And I think the dolphins.
I see them waiting in the wings. They're waiting in the wings, Ian. Well, you're ready.
Okay.
It's not that far off either.
Let's have a play date. Bam. I feel supercharged. But beautiful, beautiful offer. Thank you, Kim, for bringing this to the wisdom community, especially that offer to work with you, which is so, so kind and generous of you to offer your session at 147. That's very, very sweet and kind. Thank you so much for a lot of deep and transformational work can occur in that 60 to you know, 75 minutes yeah. time period.
Yeah.
Lovely. So I'll just let that sit with everyone, and I'll just let that resonate with everyone. Just feel into that. But we are very, very much in gratitude for you putting this together and bringing it to the community. Lovely.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? I know we have this beautiful activation that's awaiting. It's waiting to come through. But possibly before you do that, if there's anything else that either I should have asked you, you feel, or maybe something that is just coming through to share with the community about, you know, what you've spoken about today, this is an opportunity for you to, you know, bring that forth right now.
Yes. Okay. So what's coming to mind is harnessing the energy of this Taurus full moon. It's about staying the course and anchoring stability and resilience. Okay. We're really being given that right now. And it's in harmony with all of the other earth signs, planets, Uranus. So really tapping into that, staying the course. You have what it takes. Hang in there. Things are really intense. You have never been more helped than now. And just asking for assistance through your I am. And then going about, you are a powerful light master. And you are here incarnated at this auspicious time because you have what it takes. You have what it takes as solutions and answers to the many challenges that we are collectively facing right now. And you may not know what that is. And it's okay. You don't need to know what that is. You're on your mission. And the more we relax and the more we just ask, okay, is there more of my mission that I'm here to know about? That's a nice thing to ask before a dream state. And then notice how you wake up and notice what's put upon your path. Okay, so that's about it.
Beautiful.
And you are loved very much. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you. So we've been waiting for the activation as well that we can't wait to go through. So perhaps share what it is, and then I'll just leave it up to you to take us through.
Okay, so a holographic activation again is, I'm not really sure what's coming through, but I'm getting really excited and joyful. So that would be something percolating. So it's through my I Am Alchemy team. In harmony with your I Am team. And I'm seeing this beautiful flower of life pattern going out. So this is not a guided meditation. I'm simply noticing in the quantum field, aligned with the I Am frequency, what is ready to show up in this holographic activation, this hologram, if you will. And so there are many joining us, not only on this call, but in the quantum field and the ancestors that are watching through your eyes as well. So many joining us here to see what is ready to come forth. And this is co-creative. And so we're connecting in with the possibility, potential of this quantum field. Always in alignment. Like what's possible for you right now. So I would ask that you are not driving. If you are, please listen to the replay. Because I would not want to hear of anything happening. I'm not really sure what's going to come up. You may notice that you get very sleepy. It's okay. You don't need to do anything. Just receive. Okay. So we ready?
We're ready.
Okay. So just take a deep breath. Maybe two deep breaths and just center yourself here. Okay, there we go. I'm noticing a lot of spinal alignment right now. And we're just going to, again, connect in with the galactic center, divine source energy, with the galactic central sun, as well as Gaia's heart. And immediately there's frequencies that Gaia is sending forth. I'm seeing flower essences as energy, as information coming up for each one of you. That would allow you to harmonize what is coming through today.
for it is unique for each one of you. I'm noticing Kuan Yin coming in right now very powerfully. I'm seeing this beautiful circle. Again, the flower of life, just all of our connection. And Kuan Yin is right in the center of this circle right now. And I'm noticing this beautiful peach, gold frequency that immediately is coming from Kuan Yin's presence around this circle. I'm seeing this going out. It's like the sun, like a new dawn, the color of the beautiful sunrise at dawn, this beautiful peach and pink. Just taking a deep breath, and I'm noticing a generator quartz crystal right here. It actually is double terminated now that I'm seeing more of it present. And this is also, we're going to allow this to be moderated for each of you. So this will be really unique. And I'm seeing an hourglass showing up, which would indicate that some of you will receive this timed release, so that it will be gentle to your being. Okay, so I'm hearing a sound tone coming in right now. And this is a crystalline sound tone. I'm getting really lightheaded here, so gentle. Taking a deep breath and noticing the heart activating, heart opening. I'm seeing this mother of pearl, rainbow moonstone, just interfacing with the heart field right now. The moonstone being the full moon energy, just beautiful. Just seeing like a moon, a sphere of this, so it's moving in all directions. Ooh, so I'm just going to watch that for a moment. I'm noticing the back of the heart center beginning to activate. Like those old patterns that just maybe not you or who you are. Can be old patterns with family just that are not useful for you right now. Several of you are just really clearing these out. Back of the heart center. There we go. And I'm seeing the rainbow moonstone. What really gets my attention with this is the blue, the very fluorescent blue color that's just really prevalent. It's going out in all directions from the back of the heart chakra up in the front. Wow, and there's a beautiful golden dragon coming in. That's sitting right at the soul star chakra. Like I'm almost sensing like a guardian energy. And I'm noticing three pyramids. It's really interesting. And they're kind of creating this golden triad. And that's been showing up lately, the golden triad. This Sri Yantra pattern, the geometry, the Sri Yantra portal. Ooh, bringing that in as an energy right now. It's very gentle. And I'm noticing a torsion field through the whole, around the whole toroidal field right now. And up, ooh. I'm just going to noticing the energy of harmonizing wants to come in here and integrating that. I'm going to ask that it be moderated for those of you that it's just too much right now. Okay. There we go. Okay, and I'm noticing right at the Earth Star Chakra below your feet, there's a huge, ginormous pyrite, iron pyrite sphere, which is grounding the energy. I'm also noticing shungite around this pyrite, which is also really assisting with the grounding. There's also a space clearing that is taking place around your where you are right now. That's recalibrating these frequencies that are coming in right now, allowing this to upgrade. There's like a buffering, like around your electronic devices so that they may be harmonized and upgraded with who you are now. And this is really unusual, but I'm noticing a donkey coming in. This is just really interesting. And it's like, okay, so it's got like these packs on it, and it's, and now I'm watching it like traversing up this mountain, this, wow, it almost feels like Machu Picchu. I'm seeing this like a pack being. This is a very gentle energy, but I'm seeing Machu Picchu, so this is really fascinating. We're connecting in with this right now. Ooh. I'm just going to be silent for a moment because I'm really feeling expansion through the, okay, opening up the feet chakras, expansion through the legs, just bringing this earth energy up. It's like there's a release that's happening from the earth grid. And I'm, what is coming through my eye, Alchemy Tune is telling me that this is also being harnessed with this full moon in Taurus. This is allowing much clearing from the grids of the earth. So wherever you are holding that space for this beautiful shift. And I'm noticing Kuan Yin once again, and she's in her water bearer mode where she's got her vessels, the elixirs that she's holding at her heart center. And her beautiful dragon that is often depicted with Kuan Yin is in the background. And she's bringing in the energy of just heartfelt compassion and stability and centering and grounding for you to stay the course. And whatever is on your plate right now, whatever is occurring right now, just taking a deep breath. Noticing a selenite right up through the spinal column. Noticing all the chakras aligning, and there's beautiful coherence in the body, the physicality. The endocrine system, the vagus nerve is very fluid and flowing right now, connecting the four brains. The pineal gland. Noticing a beautiful rose color around the pineal. A rose and gold, rose gold. There's a golden, which would indicate that that's crystalline. Again, just bringing in some integration here. Missing an activation at the third eye. Just taking a deep breath. There we go. And then now, beautiful rainbow light coming in, rainbow frequencies containing all of the frequency rays, getting anchored down through the central column of your being, all the way into the center of the earth. And I'm noticing right above my forehead, right above my eyes, I'm just feeling a pressure as I track this. There we go. Physical eyes are getting an upgrade. The rods and cones that are in the pineal gland are similar to the rods and cones that are in your physical eyes. Your electromagnetic field is raising in vibration. The frequency and your ability to connect to your I am is actually upgrading here. It will continue to upgrade. There we go. Okay, wow, just taking a deep breath. Just allowing this rainbow ray to go to any place within your being that is feeling tense, that is feeling stuck. Just allowing that. It's available for you right now. Bringing in new codes, new calibrations. Noticing beautiful angelic realm, angelic presences right behind us. Like they're standing behind, like a choir. I'm just seeing that. And they're fluffing the angel wings that you have, the right between the shoulder blades, where we carry a lot of tension, the back of the heart chakra. There's a nervous system that's connected with light body that's really activating. Sometimes you may notice a buzzing right at the shoulder blades. Okay, wow. That's beautiful. Notice what's different in your being right now. I'm noticing that I'm feeling very expanded and very centered. And seeing us all within this beautiful flower of life pattern, and it has expanded. And I'm noticing my body is getting very chilled, which would indicate your frequency is raising. But when we get chilled from the inside out, that's your vibration raising in frequency. It's a purification ray. I'm seeing that right now. And a message from Gaia. She's so grateful for each one of you and all of the work and all of what you're holding here, where she is co-creating with you. And she is so appreciative. Just bringing that forth. Ah, and just taking a deep breath and begin to slowly bring your consciousness back. Just notice what's different, not what's the same. And this activation is going to continue. 1, 2, 3, 4 days. So you're going to want to notice what's different. You may notice that you have things that surface for you. They're just coming up to clear. Drink extra water, pure water, non-chlorinated, non-fluoridated, pure water, extra than you normally would. If you have emotional states that come up that just feel really heavy, again, you can ask for it to be moderated. You can also, if this feels right to you, get into an Epsom salt bath with some sea salt for 30 minutes. And you will just notice that you will sweat. But what happens with that is all of these facade bodies start to just move away and melt away and move off of your being. So it's like stepping out of like codes of armor, sheets of armor that are just incongruent with you right now, so that you can shine your light brighter. Seeing this violet gold energy just really anchoring, it's really beautiful. And just take a deep breath, and all the cells are just spinning, and each cell is like a little vortex. So you are walking, oscillating light. You are a walking vortex. So just see yourself as that. And then being gentle, your space is being upgraded. Electronics, there we go. Just double checking electronics. That's the electronics in your vehicle, all electronics. You're sending blessings and love to your electronics, appreciation for what they do for us, and that they are harmonized. And bringing in harmony. And you may want to stretch and just, yes, that is the activation for now. It feels complete. How are you doing?
Wow, Kim. Wow, beautiful, powerful, powerful. I remember when you mentioned about the rainbow moonstone and focusing on the back and front chakras, the heart chakras, mm-hmm. I was in my mind, I was literally saying, okay, clearing outdated patterns. I was literally saying that. And then not 10 seconds later, you said, clearing patterns. We were so congruent, you know, just the congruency and alignment of the energy of this call today. It's been a lovely, lovely call. And I know that the power and the transformation that has occurred on this call goes way beyond the words that were used, way, way, way beyond the words that were used. This was such a beautiful, beautiful call, an amazing activation. I mean, lovely. Just I can feel the upgrades. I can feel the up-leveling for everyone listening and part of this. And those beyond, you know, not just those listening, mm-hmm. but those, you know, friends, family, those that are, you know, we're all connected. So beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful work has been done on a wide, wide scale today. Lovely, Kim. Thank you so mm-hmm. much for being here on the show. Thank you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And I thank all the beings of light that came through my I Am team, because I just show up. I just mm-hmm. align and show up. So I enjoyed myself. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, of course. All right, Shining Lights, Sacred Souls, every single one of you, thank you for being here. We bow down to you for your service, for your compassion, your kindness, and for what you're doing, not only in your own lives, but in the lives of everyone that you touch. Thank you for up-leveling all of us. Beautiful souls, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Sun, we thank the Ancient Ones, we thank all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service that has created this platform, this place, this space for us to play, this place for us to evolve. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.
Namaste.